I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The AIDS pandemic is being called the greatest humanitarian crisis of all time, inflicting over 70 million people to date. This year marks the launch of the HIV-AIDS track, engaging faith and response. World Vision's Vice President Steve Haas says there's authority in working in concert with the gospel as the church breaks the silence over HIV-AIDS.
And as leaders of the church have spoken up, well, then a lot of other leaders who are listening for that kind of music to act are hearing it and realizing that they can harmonize in their own specific ways.
And Japan broke two post-war taboos last week as its parliament voted to bring patriotism back into the classroom and to expand its military forces. They want to rebuild national pride, ending pacifism. Asian Access's Peter Thompson told us at Urbana that pacifism affects the church.
Many churches have a very survival mentality. Our main goal is not to decrease. But what we want to see is Japan is churches that have a thriving mentality and that are excited to grow.
With less than 1% of the population evangelical Christians, it's needed. That's why Thompson's excited about their church growth model.
Typical Japanese church is about 35 people. And when we talk about church planting and reaching a new community, when you're talking about a church of 35 people, it's overwhelming. And so what we do is bring churches together that have the desire to plant a church into networks, church planting networks.
10 networks are already established. 10 more are expected within 2 years. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power that will allow you to pray more effectively, especially for persecuted believers. That's Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.